Corporations such as Kroger, Procter & Gamble, Amazon, McDonald's, and Walmart are accused of price gouging during the ongoing pandemic. Last year, a Walmart in San Luis Obispo was fined $9,000 for price gouging disinfecting wipes. Safeways in Alameda and Contra Costa counties were also fined $81,000, and ordered to pay $62,000 in restitution for price gouging hand sanitizer in 2020. Alex Harmon, a policy advocate from Public Citizen, warns there's no federal oversight of the practice.
These companies are only making more profit as they raise prices in the face of higher costs. Is it any wonder, then, that the companies are so eager to raise prices? In a recent piece by former U.S. Labor Secretary Robert Reich, he argues that these companies are exploiting higher costs as an excuse to make even bigger profits. It is hard to disagree. Corporate price gouging is unacceptable and should be stopped. Unfortunately, there is no federal price gouging law.
A bill aims to provide federal oversight on price gouging during the pandemic. H.R. 675, the COVID Price Gouging Prevention Act, would prohibit excessive increases in costs of consumer goods during the public health emergency. 39 states have already passed their own laws to curb price gouging. Harmon says federal protections would be more effective, though, especially in the age of the internet.
There's no federal law, so the FTC has no authority to take any action. It is not considered illegal. They can collect information, but they can't take action. And there are states that have no protections as well. And so there's a lack of overall protection. And then there's this larger question of where there is price gouging online and on national marketplaces, whether the state laws can even cover those issues.
But Republicans are critical of the idea that high prices of consumer goods is a result of price gouging. Republican Representative Larry Bookchin of Indiana blames the Biden administration and inflation for driving up prices.
I don't support price gouging. However, I'm finding it hard not to point out the hypocrisy in front of us today. The Hoosiers I represent aren't paying more at the pump or more on their everyday groceries because of price gouging. They're paying more because of inflation. This legislation won't restock the barren grocery store shelves or car lots scattered throughout my district and the country. These problems originate from larger market factors and COVID, of course, and the Biden administration's failure to address these problems is only adding fuel to the fire.
The call for action comes as nearly 50% of American households and 70% of low-income households report they are facing financial hardships as a result of rising prices, according to a Gallup poll. Rakeen Mahmood, Director of Policy and Research at the Progressive Advocacy Group, Groundwork Collaborative, is urging the legislation to be passed to protect small businesses.
Given the extreme consolidation in product markets, bigger companies simply have power to set prices in a way that smaller businesses don't. And that power is in many ways magnified when those big businesses are sitting higher up on the supply chain and passing those prices, those input costs down to smaller businesses. You know, the owner of Country Fresh Farm Markets, a local grocery store in Cincinnati, you know, confirmed that he was being able to force to sacrifice his own margins entirely because of the prices that big businesses like Procter & Gamble were setting. And as mentioned before, you know, when we see the input costs of things, goods like, you know, as input costs of things like steel go up, that has deep implications for small businesses across the country that rely on those inputs for their own goods.
Currently, no Republicans are co-sponsoring the act. For KPFA Pacifica Radio, I'm Nika Mirpour.